Good afternoon. I'm Bishop John Dürfler of the Diocese of Marquette. Thank you for joining us today. Words fall short when attempting to speak about something as sobering and disturbing as the report released earlier today by the Office of the Michigan Attorney General concerning its investigation into clergy sexual abuse in the Diocese of Marquette. However, something must be said, and our work to stamp out this grave evil must continue. On behalf of the Church, I offer a sincere apology to anyone who has been abused by clergy in the Catholic Church. You are, and should have been, our priority. There is no excuse for what happened to you. It is especially grievous if your voice was not heard. Thank you to those who have courageously come forward to bring light into this darkness, which has brought so much harm. If you have suffered abuse but not reported it, please do so. You deserve to be heard, and you deserve healing. God loves you. Please be assured that I want you to come forward and be heard. I renew my pledge to do all that we can to prevent clergy sexual abuse and to respond quickly and definitively if it should occur. I also renew my pledge to remove from ministry any priest or deacon against whom there is a substantiated allegation of abuse. Among the processes the Diocese of Marquette has in place to keep children and vulnerable adults safe is training and background checks for employees and volunteers at our churches, schools, and other institutions. At the end of September 2022, there were 1,678 priests, deacons, women religious, employees, volunteers, and seminarians approved to work and volunteer in our parishes, missions, schools, cemeteries, Catholic social services, and more in the diocese. The Attorney General's report lists allegations without making any determination whether the allegations are credible or substantiated. However, you should know that no priest or deacon in the Diocese of Marquette with a substantiated allegation of sexual abuse of a minor is in active ministry. In fact, the last alleged incident known to the diocese of sexual abuse of a minor by a priest in active ministry was 25 years ago. Even though almost all of the abuse in our diocese occurred decades ago, the wounds run very deep, and many people are still suffering today. Let us ask the Lord to heal with his tender love all who have been harmed. As a diocese, we have and will continue to cooperate with this investigation. However, the needed renewal of the Church is not brought about by our efforts. While we will steadfastly continue our safe environment efforts, we need to open our hearts to the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that will bring about renewal in the Church. In the course of history, when the church has needed purification, God raised up great saints and cleansed his church. This is not the time to despair, but for us to be strong in hope and faith that God will do the same in our time. You may ask, is it okay that I am angry about abuse in the church? Yes. But let us also have faith in Jesus' promise to Peter that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Let us also have hope in Jesus' promise. Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. He will not abandon us. He will come to save us. Let us not lose hope that God will extend his healing love to victims of clergy sexual abuse. Let us not lose hope that God will purify and renew his church. Please help by doing the following. Pray for the victims of clergy sexual abuse. Pray that God may heal them with his love. Pray that God may purify and renew the church. Love and pray for your priests. Most priests labor in God's vineyard and have dedicated their lives to serving his flock, but walk under the dark shadow of those bad shepherds who have harmed the flock. Report any signs of possible clergy sexual abuse. At this point, I would like to address a matter in the report itself. As the Office of the Attorney General noted in the summary, the report is a listing of all the allegations without a determination to their credibility. An allegation was of the sexual abuse of a minor was made against Father Mark McQuesten, who is a senior priest active in ministry. It is not a credible allegation. The allegation was reported to the diocese in 2018 regarding abuse that was alleged to have occurred in 1986 or 1987. Over 30 years prior to the reporting of the allegation. We used the services of an investigator with a background in law enforcement and many years of experience interviewing both victims and perpetrators of sexual crimes. At the conclusion of his investigation, it was his opinion that the allegation was not credible. Subsequently, the reports of the investigation were reviewed by the Independent Review Board, which is primarily comprised of laypersons. The Independent Review Board also advised that the allegation of the sexual abuse of a minor against Father McQuesten was not credible. The investigation also pointed to boundary violations on the part of Father McQuesten that are said to have occurred in the late 1980s. This information was also shared with the Independent Review Board for them to assist me in assessing Father McQuesten's suitability for ministry. Though boundary violations are never tolerated, these occurred over 3 decades ago. Furthermore, we have no evidence that Father McQuesten is a danger to minors. After the Dallas Charter in 2002, the Diocese of Marquette initiated a robust safe environment program to keep children safe. It includes criminal background checks, safe environment awareness training to teach people how to recognize signs of abuse and be brought to justice. All the while, we must maintain principles of justice. People are presumed innocent until proven guilty, and everyone deserves a fair trial. To all of those who have been harmed by clergy sexual abuse, I offer again my sincere apology on behalf of the Church. We offer to you the healing love of Jesus Christ. May He come into your life and heal the deep wounds of your heart. Let us entrust all those who have been harmed by clergy sexual abuse to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and her motherly care. May the ever pure and holy Blessed Virgin Mary wrap her loving arms around them. Thank you. And at this point, I'm happy to address any questions you may have.
What precipitated this report? Did she have any motivations generally, or?
The report was initiated back in 2018, 4 years ago, I think you'd have to ask that question directly to the Attorney General's office. But a number of reports were being done around the country at that time.
Absolutely, and you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but what is the next step here on the side of the diocese?
Our next step here is we will continue to be very robust in our safe environment efforts to prevent abuse from happening and respond definitively if heaven forbid it should occur. And we will continue to do all we can to reach out to those who've been harmed. And I just want to say to anyone who's been harmed by clergy sexual abuse, please come forward. We want to walk with you in that healing journey.
Absolutely, and this issue, it's not specific to Marquette, correct? It's an issue that we've seen in other places as well.
Correct. This has happened in the Catholic Church all across the country. And it's also a societal problem as well. We know very, very well that the abuse of minors, the sexual abuse of minors, is a deep scourge in our society. And it's something we all should try to do the best we can to prevent.
Were any of the priests mentioned, were they ever transferred after the allegations were put forward?
The report does indicate that back some time ago, in the 1950s and 1960s, there was some transferring of priests, yes.
But not recently?
Not recently, no, absolutely not.
Okay. And you said that these allegations primarily stop at 1997. Why do you feel that happened? Was it a culture shift, or what efforts were done in the church at that time?
In 2002, I think across the United States, dioceses embraced some very robust, safe environment practices, and were very diligent at bringing the perpetrators to justice. So certainly those efforts were done, prior to that, but there was a special focus, really, with the new norms that were passed in the church at that time to deal with this more effectively.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.